everybody. Welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura, and welcome to season three. God damn it. We made it this far. We made it this fucking far. Joining me today is the one and only the sporty Ref Jackie. Ref.
Yes.
How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How are you today?
I am above dirt, so I guess that's a positive. At least that's what they tell me. And also joining us is the alluring and mysterious Melody Brooks. Mello, how are you, babe?
It's Melody Brooke, not Melody
Brooks. Oh, shit, I fucked it up.
It's okay. I'm still alluring and mysterious. So.
You're still, see, that's why. You're so mysterious, I forgot your last name.
I know, it's okay.
I either just call you Melody or Mello, so I mean,
it
doesn't...
Either one.
It doesn't... I never call you by your last name. Brooke?
Well, if you...
Brooke?
Yeah.
Anybody here? Brooke here? No.
If you shorten my name, it becomes Mel Brooks then, so it's like...
That's... I mean...
Legend.
That would be awesome if it... Well, it's... I mean...
You don't have the clout, yeah.
Yeah, you know... I'm not going to go any further than that because, you know, we could get sued.
It'd be funny if there was like one mega celebrity that secretly listened to Transposed.
You know what? I said this a while back. I was going to start a rumor. And I never did on Twitter. And see if anybody would actually respond. Because I actually have three celebrities I thought about putting out there saying, hey, these people listen to Transposed.
Matthew McConaughey.
Well, okay, so now I have four. But I was going to say Mark Hamill.
I would believe that, actually.
George Takei.
Yeah.
I mean, George?
That's, yeah.
Linda Carter.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, she's a huge... Yes. Ally mm-hmm. of our community.
Sigourney Weaver.
I don't know. I've never seen Sigourney Weaver ever post anything. But I was like gonna get out there and put, hey everybody, this person's at they listen to Transposed. I'd probably send them a DM first going, hey, is this okay? It's just a joke. We know you don't actually listen and it's cool.
You should do it.
I wanna do it, but I also again don't want to open myself up to a lawsuit. But I mean, at the same time, how do I know? How do I know that they don't listen to us? And if they don't listen to us and we called out poor Mark Hamill, thank you, Mark, for being an ally. Yes. And actually
is
intelligent.
It?
Yeah, he's an ally.
Is he really? Oh, awesome. Good for him.
And
good for us.
Yeah, good for us. Thank you for that. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Maybe poor Mark Hamill will actually listen to the show and go, hey, this is actually a pretty decent dumpster fire going on here. Maybe I ought to listen to more of these. And then once he gets past the first 25 episodes, he'll see how good the show actually is.
Right. The first 25 are garbage, I understand. From what I've been told.
They're not garbage. They're just, we didn't really know what the hell we were doing.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean,
we're now a friendly bonfire.
We are a bonfire now, a beacon for the trans community and our allies. And spoiler alert, we still don't even know what the hell we're doing.
It's kind of the bonfire that you run up to the group of people and you throw like a bundle of fireworks into.
It really is. And we are that kind of people. We are that kind of people. Be like, yay, bonfire. Here's a whole bunch of M80s! Woo! Nobody needs their fingers anymore. It's all good. That dude lost a nut.
He lost a what?
He lost a nut. You know, the fire that exploded. He lost a nut. Poor dude. So
you understand.
This huge smoke signal was seen from space coming from Dallas, Texas area.
Lord.
Hey, everything's bigger in Texas. Go big or go home.
That's better than what somebody told me when I never mind. You're from Texas. Only two things come from like, yeah, you need to
stop.
Yeah,
you need to stop with that one. But we have made it. This is a big deal. This is episode one of season 3.
We made it.
I was going to say something clever about they haven't canceled us, but then I realized they can't cancel us because I still pay the bill. That's when we get canceled.
There's no sponsors.
There's no sponsors. They don't pay our bills. I pay our bills.
Sponsored by Wheaties.
I wish. You know sponsored how much that by is?
Dr. Bronner's.
I would kill to be sponsored by
anybody.
Anything. Anybody.
Shit. It's like,
I don't care.
Acme brand hazmat suits.
For fuck's sake. I wouldn't care if we were sponsored by fucking Polydent. I mean, I don't really care. Why not? I mean, it's a sponsor. I'll take your money.
Head on.
I'm not better than that.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on.
Fix a dent and forget it. Oh, wait. That's the other guys. So we made it to season 3. I think we kind of figured out the formula for our wonderful, wonderful little program. God, I just sounded 90. I called it a program again. I'm sorry. Our show.
We're our radio program.
We're a radio program that's not played on anybody's radio because most people are listening to us via the internet.
In the car. Like
in their car.
I'm driving around 80.
On the beach.
Nobody listens to us on the beach.
I'm just giving people ideas.
Oh. I was about to say, just because you listen to us on the beach doesn't mean everybody listens to us on the beach. We're not beach appropriate.
That's what Jackie listened to at her ceremony, her vow renewal ceremony. She listens
to actually, did you hear what my wife and I's song is?
The Imperial March from Star Wars?
No. What did I do?
I'm sorry. I'm just teasing you.
I know. It's Starship. I know this is going to get a lot of laughs.
It's close.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Hell yeah.
I was honestly expecting we built this city.
Yeah, that would be good too.
I mean, it's, you know. But you had to go with the obvious one. I was like, "Aw," but it's still a good song. Still a great.
Yes, it is.
Song.
Yes,
great
it
song.
Is.
Great song. Don't get me wrong.
Forget anything VH1 said about their worst songs of all time. Forget that.
What the fuck does VH1 know about anything?
It's a Final Countdown.
Now, see, that is both the best and the worst song of all time. That's not true. That's not true. My favorite song of all time, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. I don't care if you comment on this. I don't care if you send me fucking DMs.
I want DMs.
Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
By the B-52s. I don't
care.
That's
a good song.
It's so horrible. It's awesome.
B-52s are, like, that's their whole thing, you know?
I know. They made a career out of that until they hit, what's that? What's the one song? God damn it.
Not Love Shack, obviously. Everyone loves Love Shack.
Everybody loves Love Shack. I can't even remember the name of it, so we're moving on.
Oh my god, this is how fucking queer I am. When I was fucking, like, 8 or 9 years old, I called into the local radio station and requested Love Shack. That's how fucking... That should have been an early tell.
That's like a super queer anthem, in a way.
It is. And I also like Rainy Men as well.
I loved that song growing up, too. Yeah.
You know, we're gonna circle back to this music thing because that got me thinking about something. But before we get into the music thing,
it's a potpourri episode.
It's a potpourri episode. This episode is is not. I promise you, it is not going to be as out of control as having Gia and TJ on, or the second worst decision I ever made.
Chaotic.
Gia and my best friend Eric, and I'm still regretting that one.
Are you still recovering from that one?
Yeah, it was awful. you guys, everybody got to hear it. Now, imagine Just imagine. You were me. Sitting in the same damn room. With both of them at the same time.
Were you physically there with both of them?
I physically was. Gia had come into town. Ooh. She was here. Of course, obviously, he's my bestie. We go to the gym and all that mess. So, he lives around here. In my wonderfully clean, spotless, completely organized office here. Which,
I don't believe you. I see
it. Which the sidekicks can see and nobody else can see, so I'm going to live that lie. And that table right behind me.
Table.
Exactly.
There's a table there?
There's a table there.
Well, then how do you explain the moose?
Well, don't you see how surprised it is?
Same reason she explains the screaming goats back there.
Right.
Those aren't screaming goats. Those are my relatives.
I can create a world of imagination in the listener's mind by lying.
It's not lying. It's entertainment. Uh-oh. Just ask Fox News.
Yes.
Good one.
But no, we recorded that episode right here in my home in this wonderful little office. And it was insane. But this episode, well, while it doesn't really have a whole lot of structure, won't be as insane because I think I've got my two more mellow sidekicks. See?
You follow me on Twitter.
It worked.
You follow me on Twitter. You know I'm not mellow sometimes.
Actually, technically you are mellow.
I am mellow. It's just true.
So you've caught me on a day where I'm a little bit extra, so...
Wait, you're
actually... You're kind of
never mind.
Like
just let it go.
You're bubbly today.
Do what?
You're bubbly today.
I am. I'm feeling bubbly good.
Yeah.
Well, she should. We're in season three.
Yes. It's my birthday today for the listeners.
Oh, yes, it is Melody's birthday.
Happy birthday.
So I'm 24.
You're how old?
24, of course.
No, you're 21.
Oh, I'm 21. That's right.
You've reached that point where everybody's 20... Every birthday is 21 from now on.
I'm 21 for the, like, umpteenth time.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Exactly. Anyway, all of our fans who are actually listening to this, send Melody, because of the time travel, and this doesn't come out till Tuesday, send Melody a belated happy birthday.
I would appreciate that so
much. Because I said so, and we want to show Melody the love. We love her. So, happy birthday. Happy birthday. That's all I got for that.
That's cool. Thank you.
So
I get to be on an episode for my birthday. That's my present.
I mean, is there anything better than that?
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing better than being on Transposed on your birthday, right?
I need the attention, yes.
Exactly. So, being here in season
three.
I'm
going to leave that alone.
Yes, please leave it alone. Season three. We got a lot of really fun stuff we're going to be doing this season.
There's acrobats.
There are. Well, the acrobat hasn't confirmed.
Did they cancel?
They haven't canceled, but they haven't confirmed. Just, you know, we've got some really interesting guests coming up.
TBD.
TBD. We have some, we have an upcoming guest who is entering med school.
What? Who's that?
I'm going to spoil the surprise now.
I want to know this person.
But they are going to be focusing their studies on endocrinology.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
Specifically for the trans community.
I have a guest I was going to suggest to you. I'll talk to you off mic, but...
Okay, let's do that on there, because we don't want to put him on blast on the episode.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. I have a couple, actually, that are interested in and are good people, so...
Well, we always like good people. Obviously, you know, the sidekicks and I, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of different episodes and hopefully in different combinations. Not that I don't like the two of you together, but...
Different combo.
We've done a lot of episodes, the three of us.
Yeah.
Let's throw in,
yep.
You know,
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's throw in,
I'm excited. Let's do this.
Let's throw in some insanity with, you know, poor Gia and TJ.
I don't know if I can roll with TJ or Gia. I don't know.
I survived TJ. I survived TJ multiple times. Oh. That came out worse than I wanted it to.
That did. Phrasing. Phrasing is important.
I love to do it.
But we also have some other really cool projects. We're basically redoing the entire Patreon page. Everything's going to be redone. We are going to be redoing our tiers. As for when you, basically when you give us money, what you get in return, we're going to be redoing those. Mostly because Zoom's become a little bitch. And you only get a 40-minute window for a Zoom meeting. So, yeah. You know, why pay for the Patreon to have a 40-minute Zoom meeting? Who wants that?
You just get them to join Discord.
I mean, yeah. We have our Discord server. We're going to be promoting the shit out of it. We got the Sidekick Corners back. Not that it was ever really gone, but we're going to be putting up a lot more content on there. We're going to be doing season 2 of Robin's Thoughts is happening. I've already recorded a couple of them.
Unhinged.
Well, we're getting there. Don't spoil it. We got to slowly build up.
I'm sorry, I interrupt a lot.
Slowly build up there.
I need to.
We're also gonna have some videos on Patreon. I have started cutting promo videos, trying to sharpen my my skills from my professional wrestling days. And make these little videos for promoting our show. And getting my skills back because I don't know, maybe I'll go back to the ring a little bit. I don't know. We're gonna... Anyway, moving on.
No, one day
we're gonna have those videos up there. We're gonna have. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. We're gonna have the bloopers up there, so you get to see every time I stumble or every time one of the sidekicks stumble.
My whole life blooper.
Well, that's okay. We can put it on Patreon and people can see it for the world.
Yeah.
Wait.
I want to, for my 15-minute segments, I think I might do some live performance singing and stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know
what the Sidekick Corner is going to be. You really don't.
Mixed.
So, yeah, the Patreon page is going to get a new revamping. We are going to attempt to resurrect the Facebook page. Jackie, poor sucker, volunteered to help with that. I said that out loud. I stand by it. Anyway.
COVID. Go for it. Hey, that just means people get more of me.
More of Jackie.
I was going to ask if that's a good thing, but I don't see how it's
according
a bad
thing. To my wife, it is.
See?
There you go.
But we're also going to have, you know, we'll have more, more of the sidekicks are going to be involved in those projects. And then I'm excited about this one because I just put it up on Twitter and just said, I'm working on something new. And Melody's been the first person to really go, wait, what in the actual fuck are you doing? And I'm glad you asked that, Melody.
I did.
Because
Twitter.
As I shake my pen at you,
God
because,
damn it.
Because that is a habit that I have, and everybody's going to get to see this eventually, I am starting a new project known as Transposed Unhinged. Now, what is it?
Where you take a door off the goddamn wall and throw it in the fucking fire. I don't know.
Not exactly. I've been kicking around an idea for a while about what I've started doing on Twitter. Hitting into topics that I try to avoid here. Now, we do hit on politics on Transpost, especially when they are more LGBTQ and transgender focused. But by and large, I try to stay away from them. I try to stay away from things such as Roe v. Wade. I try to stay away from things such as immigration, gun control, all those other things. Transposed Unhinged is all those things I don't say here.
More controversial.
It is probably going to be a lot more controversial. It is going to be a lot more open. I've had some people in the past, we've discussed things like sex on the show, and I've had people say they can't listen to it because, well,
what is
well, you're not going to like Transposed Unhinged because, yes, I will be talking about things like that.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
There's a big difference. Transposed Unhinged is not another podcast. Transposed Unhinged is going to be on YouTube with video. I'm going to sit in front of the camera with all the equipment there and go for about 30 minutes. If you listen to the show, you know we never stick to time. But I'm going to try between 20 to 30 minutes. And I'm going to talk about topics that are probably a little more controversial. They are still going to include LGBTQ issues. They're still going to include transgender issues. But don't be surprised if a lot more politicians and celebrities and anybody else get called out and get told to go fuck yourself.
My favorite.
There it is.
There it is.
Did you tell them your new pronouns officially?
That is, and by the way, I want that shirt. I'm counting on y'all to get me that
make
shirt.
It free. I think I will. When's your birthday? Oh, don't tell me on mic. But
it's in March.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
It's gonna be Robin Allura unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
Or uncensored.
Completely uncensored, unfiltered, off the fucking chain, and just like it says, unhinged. Because if you follow my Twitter recently, I'm not very nice.
I had made a suggestion that Robin's pronouns, her true pronouns are go fuck / yourself.
Told me they wanted to make that I needed a t-shirt that said that.
You do.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I do. I need a t-shirt that says my pronouns are go fuck / yourself. I would wear it. Make sure it's a tank top though. I love my tank top.
Okay. You like tanks?
I wear the tank tops, you know. Gun show, baby, gun show.
Trans colors? Would that be cool?
Absolutely. Trans colors. Okay. Hell fucking yeah.
And you know what? The perfect place to wear that's going to be on Unhinged.
And the perfect place to, absolutely. We'll show it off on Unhinged when it comes out.
Only if you name drop me.
Of course we're going to name drop you. Now, I'm going to say this, because Melody, you jumped in this morning on the Twitter going, I want in. You're not the only one who's told me that you wanted in on that.
It's a solo project, I know.
The elf herself said she wanted in. Now,
oh my god.
It is. I know. Love you to death, G. We really
yes.
do. We love you to death. Anyway, it is going to be mostly a solo project under the Transpose Productions, which I'm also very excited about. Transpose Productions. We're getting into chat. But
an umbrella company.
But not the umbrella company.
Not the umbrella company.
Not the umbrella company. Anyway, but I have occasionally we'll have one of the sidekicks on. Maybe.
Yay.
Just to kind of spotlight some things.
Where I'm yelling in dead voice, basically.
Yeah, I mean.
Just more angry.
You never know.
Never know. But that's the glory of the Transpose Pod. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
We're worse than a box of chocolates. At like least a with a box of chocolates, you know you're going to get chocolate. With us, you might get a hand grenade.
That water almost went up my nose.
Box of used Band-Aids and grenades. Springs. Rusty springs.
Rusty springs. I love it. But but season three is going to be big. There are a couple things I wanted to kick off season three with, which we didn't get.
Workplace.
Which was, first thing was music.
Again?
We were going to try and have an entry and... an intro and an outro. That's not right.
Either. Oh, right.
You know. Entry and an exit.
And a beginning and an end. For the show, unfortunately, that didn't happen as expected. It may happen later in season three. If not, we will push it to season four. Yes. I'm also making that announcement here. Transposed has been renewed for four more seasons.
All right. Who's our sponsor?
Me.
It's just fucking Acme brand hazmat suits. Yes.
Acme anvils.
Acme anvils.
Acme boxes.
As used by Wile E. Coyote.
I was going to say, trusted by 3 out of 4 coyotes. You know. But, yeah.
The workplace episode was a serious one that we were considering for season three.
We do. We have some very heavy topics, including what were we going to call it? Being working while
being
trans.
Being trans. Yeah, like
something along those
lines.
Getting
the job, being in the job, being around women or men when you've not been in that hierarchy before.
Yeah.
You know, that social hierarchy at work kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to touch on things like that.
I've been dealing with a lot of really bad stuff I'd like to talk about that's a real reality for people.
And we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in season three. I'm hoping we're going to have some roller derby stories.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, roller derby stories would be a really great subject to tackle. Don't you think, Melody? I think that would be a wonderful.
If only we knew somebody.
Do we know
anybody? Gee, I wonder who that is.
Oh.
Is it going to be the 95 degree chili eating woman I'm seeing? That's too
right. With chocolate on her shirt.
Very classy, ma'am.
But you know what? You're wearing a Trans Lives Matter shirt, so
I mean,
if it didn't have chocolate on it, you're not doing it right.
That's right.
So we've got a lot of cool things coming. Like I said, Transpose Productions is going to be coming a thing this season. We are going to be branching out. I've got some other ideas for the sidekicks to think about, which, no, I'm not telling y'all now.
Do we have merch yet? Like, have we had merch?
No, we are going to get merch, though, this season.
Because I would buy some.
I hope a lot of people would buy some. I actually, you know what really bummed me out?
What?
I put on Twitter, would anybody be interested in some Transpose Podcast merchandise? I'm thinking about it. I'm kicking the idea around. I got two responses.
Well, a lot of that's because of the fucking algorithm.
Well, I know, but I still. I got
responses. And I retweeted it.
Jackie and Gia. Those were my... Oh. And of course, they both... Of course you two said yes. You're on the damn show.
We wanted to make sure we kept our job.
I hate the show. Wait, what?
Wait, I need to circle back here. Jackie wanted to make sure she kept her job on the show. First off, I got to ask you some questions. One, you know this is unpaid. Two,
that explains zero in my bank account.
Two, you realize I don't have anybody to replace you.
Something tells me it'd be really hard to get fired anyway.
It would. I don't really fire anybody. You know what? In all the jobs I've ever had over the years, I have never really fired anybody. I kind of half-assed fired two people in my entire professional career. The you're rest fired. Of them, I just waited for them to wander off.
You're like, you're fine.
Yeah, that's what it. You know what? I don't care if you show up to work tomorrow or not.
I leave it up to you.
I leave that up to you. And they never showed up. I mean, so they were gone.
Clock out, go home.
So, yeah. Clock out, go home. I don't care if you come back or not.
Yeah.
And that worked. But anyway, season 3 is going to be pretty awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun times. We're going to do everything we can to make the show bigger, better, more transposity. That's not a word, is it? Well, it's a word now. I said it. It's a word.
Transposity.
There's going to be more topics, more guests, more pen shaking. It's just going to be an all around good time.
Is that spelled with a Y or an EY?
Yes.
Chinky?
Chinky?
What?
Huh?
Chinky?
No, I almost made an unauthorized announcement. I didn't know if you wanted to put on recording or not.
I don't know.
The potential new sidekick.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything about it. But
we may
disregard the last comment.
we may be adding a new sidekick to the mix. Somebody's just got the right chemistry, and you know,
throw her in.
When you got someone with the chemistry, you just can't go.
You know what we need to target?
God. She's wiggling her pen now.
First, okay.
No, finish, that's later.
Number one, finish your thought. Finish your thought there, Jackie.
Okay.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if this is something you want to target, but a show, one episode, all of us sidekicks together at once.
I've been trying to do that for 2 seasons.
Yeah, good luck getting...
It has not worked out. We're
I know
getting
exactly.
there, but it has not worked out. And second of all, who do you think you are waving a pen? Get your own shtick.
Sorry. What do you want me to wave?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that
I only have.
That got inappropriate fast.
Jackie's character arc. She gets a shtick this season.
I thought the intention was to remove a stick, but anyway.
Eventually.
Yeah.
That's one thing. As we go forward,
Robin, like, you want to get this train back on the tracks?
Is to get my is to document the progress that I'm making with my GCS, which is I have the consultation in August, so I can kind of walk through my experiences with that.
See,
at some point, 'cause I know
that's gonna be good, yeah. I think something like that is something that always helps the community when you document and share your experiences through that. Because they're
different.
All different. Yeah.
And I know there's been, we had I guess she was sidekick, or she still is sidekick, but she's gone-ish sometimes, who's had the procedure and talked about it. So I don't know, just figure as many different accounts of it as possible would allow people to make informed decisions. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it would.
And I don't know. Melody, refresh my memory. I don't know if you had medical treatment in Texas previously or no.
Oh, when I was in Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did, but it was private kind of thing.
So one thing because I'm going to be starting to see a doctor up here in Massachusetts in August. So I'm going to have that comparison between Missouri and Massachusetts, which is going to be like night and day, I feel like.
You're going to love it. Like, the difference is so, wow. Moving from Texas to here and, like, getting in trans-affirming care, man, just mm-hmm. amazing how, like, night and day, exactly.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to come to defense of Texas in this one. I'm going to be honest, my home's fucked.
It's broken with the state of Texas.
It's broken.
It's broken.
Yeah.
It breaks
Abbott,
my heart.
Abbott, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, Abbott.
Weirdo with the beardo, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude too.
Does anybody know the other senator from Texas? It seems like Ted Cruz gets all the attention.
Cornyn. I don't know, shit.
Cornyn.
Cornyn, shithead.
Oh.
Cornyn. He's a... Here's the thing.
Isn't he the...
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Pretty much every single fucking senator and representative from the state of Texas in our federal government sucks balls and can go fuck themselves.
Well, there's like three old men that are still alive that actually believe the same shit they do.
Yeah.
The old white men. I can't have them gays out there making me feel uncomfortable.
That's all right. I was hoping Ronnie Jackson with his stupid ass video saying Biden, come take our guns, was going to shoot his foot off because apparently he doesn't know how to point a gun away from himself.
Another thing, I want to openly invite all hateful people to come find me. I have something for you.
Well now.
Wow. She is throwing down the gauntlet. That's why she is alluring and mysterious.
I don't fucking care anymore, dude. Like,
I know.
I cannot write.
Now,
mental health stuff, but anyway, yeah, continue.
Now, so season 3 is going to be huge. Yes, we are just going in a giant circle.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going
to be huge.
I'm going to circle back to the music thing.
Yeah, please.
Okay. And the reason I want to circle back to this is it's kind of gave me an idea while we were going through this, because this episode really has no structure whatsoever, if you haven't been able to tell.
It's horrible. I'm scared.
But it got me thinking when you were talking about that. I mentioned, something being an anthem.
An anthem,
a gay, you know.
Oh, the love track thing.
I every morning when I get up and have my caffeine and my breakfast, I basically do what I call hide in my headphones. I have a pair of headphones, kind of like what I wear now, but they're wireless. And I jump on Amazon Music. I've got 50,000 playlists of all kinds of different genres. And I go searching and finding different music. Now, my tastes are all over the board. I mean, we're talking classic outlaw country to to Jay-Z to, I mean, we're all over the place. I started listening to an album, and I don't give a shit. I don't really care what anybody says. I started listening to a Kenny Loggins album.
Hell yeah, I love Kenny.
Wait.
I was listening to
Were you all right?
I am all right, and I'm nobody's fool. I'm not in the danger zone, but I am a little footloose. Well, my foot is loose. I could do that all day, but I'm not going to. Anyway, I was kind of just sitting down one day, and a song came on, and I realized, kind of being able to read between the lines now, being trans, that the song was I don't want to call it a protest song, but it was definitely an anthem for a time. And it kind of still can be.
What is it?
The first one I heard was Angry Eyes.
I'm having a hard time remembering.
Because it's about people looking upon another group of people with hatred in their eyes just because they think we're different. If that's not what the trans fucking community is going through right now, I don't know. K-Log, if you listen, and I bet nobody's going to get that reference of why I called him K-Log.
Who's K-Log? I don't get it.
It's a reference
Neither
to,
do I.
It's a reference to the show Archer, in which